This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News, I'm Lance Pry. The Justice Department filed a lawsuit seeking to block JetBlue Airways from merging with Spirit Airlines, arguing the deal would limit competition and lead to higher fares for tens of millions of travelers looking for a great price. Justice Department officials said JetBlue's proposed takeover would exacerbate concentration in the United States airline industry, eliminating the country's largest ultra-low-cost competitors. More hats are getting ready to be tossed into the GOP ring.
There's chatter growing around the possibility of Virginia Governor Glenn Youngkin launching a 2024 presidential bid as he seeks to bolster his national profile. Youngkin has inserted himself into the national spotlight in recent weeks as other potential GOP contenders, including fellow Governor Ron DeSantis of Florida, journey outside of their states to test the presidential waters. Last week, Youngkin made an appearance on CNBC's morning show Squawk Box and will participate in a live town hall on CNN on education, a hot-button issue for the GOP primary base. The governor also met with donors in New York last week. I'm Skip Kelly.
The daylight abduction of a group of U.S. citizens in Mexico highlights the perils of crossing the southern border into territories run by drug cartels. Former Attorney General Bill Barr says the Mexican government has lost control of its territories because of the money and number of drug cartels in country. Senior advisor at Global Guardian Rob D'Amico on Fox News says American sovereignty is being disrespected around the world.
It actually does. I've been in lots of these, both Iraq, Afghanistan, Africa. We've chased people all over Africa and brought them back for piracy. Mm-hmm. It happens a lot. It's a case of mistaken identity. They were going down there. They got lost. You have to check travel alerts. I work for Global Guardian, puts those out all the time.
Thanks for listening. USA News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you. What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Not every lawmaker is happy with the release of the January 6 surveillance videos.
I think it's bull.
That's what Republican Senator Tom Tillis thinks of Fox News host Tucker Carlson airing never-before-seen surveillance footage from the January 6th riots at the U.S. Capitol. Carlson claimed that most of the rioters were peaceful that day. Tillis disagrees.
When you see police barricades breached, when you see police officers assaulted, all of that, or you had to be in close proximity to it, if you were just a tourist, you should have probably lined up at the visitor center and came in on an orderly basis.
The chief of the Capitol Police also slamming Carlson for trying to downplay the seriousness of the attack on the Capitol. I'm John Schaefer.
The deadly tropical cyclone Freddy is threatening to make landfall in Mozambique, Africa, after drenching Madagascar for a second time as it continues making history. Today marks 33 days since Freddy formed and appears to be a new record holder for the longest-lasting recorded tropical cyclone. The United States is planning to lift COVID testing requirements to travelers from China.
The plan was put in place this year, requiring a negative COVID test for travelers ages 2 and older, before leaving on flights from China. It was placed following an uptick in COVID cases in China after the country ended its COVID zero policy. I'm Ryan Daniels.
Thanks for listening. Lance Pry, USA News.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your healthcare costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez with you. We've got Scott Powell back with us. He's a member of the Committee on the Present Danger, China, and senior fellow at Discovery Institute, the author of Rediscovering America, a new release in the history genre. Scott, it's always good to have you back with us. How are you, sir?
I'm very well, Bill. Thank you.
Hey, let's look in the rearview mirror for just a bit, if you don't mind. I know last month we celebrated President's Day, honoring George Washington and Abraham Lincoln. But boy, you wrote about something that was, then was quite prescient and was quite the admonition to a democratic republic. Break that down for us, if you would.
Well, it turns out that. When we think about President's Day, first of all, it was a consolidation of two birthdays in February, and that's Washington and Lincoln. And it turns out that both of these presidents were remarkable people. They let me share just a little bit for your audience. It's amazing that these two greatest presidents, neither of them went through a formal schooling. They may have spent a year or two, but they were homeschooled for the most part. Neither of them went to university either, whereas so many of the other founding fathers, they were, you know, schooled and college educated. But Washington and Lincoln were not. And both of these men attributed their success to their faith in God. They knew that they could not achieve what they did without God's help. Both of them acknowledge that. So these are remarkable people.
Now, again, that reinforces, Scott, real quick, if I can interject again, the importance of a relationship and a connection with God. The Bible's clear. The beginning of all wisdom is the fear of God, which really, it speaks of a relationship. You must stay connected with God if you're going to have any level of intellect. And here you've got these two incredible men experientially stating quite clearly that without God, they wouldn't be and would not have accomplished what they did.
Yeah, and I would say that this is what American exceptionalism is all about. We were an exceptional nation because we were founded by Christians whose lives were infused with a God orientation to their lives. And when they, you know, when it came to the Declaration of Independence and the drafting of the Constitution, they looked to the Bible primarily as the source of wisdom to put these amazing documents together. And this is what has made America great. Pure and simple.
Yeah, but Scott, when they were putting this together, they were saying, I mean, they're starting with a clean sheet of paper. Okay, so what was the vision? What was it that they dreamed to produce with these documents? What was their plan and purpose at that time before they actually were able to articulate the Declaration of Independence and following that, the Constitution of the United States?
Well, what is unique about America in all of human history is that the Declaration of Independence acknowledged that people had unalienable God-given rights. and they were articulated as the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Jefferson also acknowledged that it was a self-evident truth that all people were created equal. They have equal value in God's eyes. But these God-given rights are not subject to the state taking them away from us. They're given by God. They
Correct.
Can never be taken away. And it's the role of the government to protect those rights. And that was what was enshrined in the Constitution. This is a first in all of human history where the role, primary role of government was to protect the God-given rights of its citizens, its people.
Mm-hmm.
And secondly, what's unique is that the people, as you know, it is the people that give legitimacy to their government.
Exactly.
The legitimacy of the American government is established by the people. The people give it legitimacy through the voting process, and that's why this, you know, this voting irregularity and vote fraud issue that just hangs over our country has got to be dealt with. It's mm-hmm. it'll be the ruin of our country if we do not have honest elections.
Exactly. Well, Scott, going back to what you were saying, this is what made America so unique, was that it was about the people. I mean, you're taking a traditional org chart, which people in business understand. At the top, you have the CEO, and then everybody comes and falls underneath. In this particular case, our founding fathers said, we're going to turn the org chart upside down. We're going to put we the people at the top, and the bottom are all those to serve the interests of the people, the common interests of the people that would be win-win for all, so to speak. My version, right?
Yeah, exactly right, Bill. You're exactly right.
Mm-hmm.
You said it so well.
But compared to other governments, and even to this day, it's government first, then the people. The people's interests are subordinated to the government. It's interesting how they use language. And when you hear other governments talk, whether it's Russia or China, they always talk about protecting the people. But that's hogwash. It's really not about the people. It's about the proletariat. It's about those who are in power, right?
Yes. Yeah, it really is. That's even our own country's now suffering. Our primary problems are rooted in a subversion of this original ideal that the founders had. What we're seeing now more and more is that the people are subordinate to the government. We're mm-hmm. you know, our unalienable rights are being violated across the board. I mean, the freedom of thought, freedom of speech, during COVID, you know, we couldn't go to church. That was all. There was no authorization for that. There was no legislation that changed the Constitution. But in any case, we've gotten through that. I hope we've learned a lot through that period and that we can have a rebirth of the very values that made us great.
Exactly.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, it's interesting because you have the globalists calling for the Great Reset, but I believe America is primed for a reset button of their own, just in my humble opinion, right?
Oh, Bill, I'm on board. Let's go.
Yes. Amen. I mean, because the thing is we've done it before, and we have the infrastructure already in place. We just need to make sure that everybody's eyes and focus is on the mission at hand and the vision for this country that our founding fathers had. And we need to re-embrace that vision, and then we'll get the results, the expected results that the Constitution was giving us before. Because right now, we're running parallel tracks. We've got a deep state, and we've got an administration that's running a different infrastructure that is not consistent with our Constitution, and that seems to be quite apparent, unless I'm missing something here, Scott.
No, I think with your work, Bill, and we, and I would say to your audience right now that help Bill out, because he's doing God's work. He is the salt and the light, and the best way we can help Bill is growing his audience. So all of your friends, family, and so forth should be aware of when Bill's on, when the show's on, and encourage them to listen, because as his listenership grows, he prospers, advertising is covered, and so forth. So, but getting back to our subject, you know, Lincoln said, and I'll quote him, "The people are the rightful masters of both Congresses and courts, not to overthrow the Constitution, but to overthrow the men who pervert it.
Yes.
And that's, in some ways, that's what we're called to do now, because...
I'll tell you what, Scott, let's hit the pause button. Got to go to break. We'll be back with Scott Powell after this. Stay with us.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. That's 800-932-1597. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
You wouldn't want the Bill Martinez Show to go away. As an independent talk show, the Bill Martinez Show has been increasingly targeted for canceling, and advertisers who have traditionally supported Bill Martinez have been compelled not to advertise. Would you partner with the Bill Martinez Show this coming year? Your return on investment is a unique in-depth analysis of the cultural issues that matter most from a Christian perspective. Issues of faith, movies, entertainment, geared to expand your awareness and motivate you to go deeper into your thinking. What's your best tax-deductible gift to help Bill fight with you? $100, $200, a one-time tax-deductible gift of $1,200? Perhaps gift $100 a month over the next year. In essence, battling the forces hell-bent on transforming America into a socialist Marxist state. Your tax-deductible gift of any size matters. Visit BillMartinezShow.com to gift. BillMartinezShow.com. And thank you.
Minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here, and our conversation with Scott Powell continues. Scott, sorry we had to go to the quick break here, but I want you to pick up, what we were talking about, the quote that you were just bringing to light. Go ahead.
I sympathize and understand critics of our country, but we should never mistake the goodness of the institution, the framework of our country. We shouldn't mistake the virtue of that with the corruption of the people that are in the institutions. I understand people are critical of the free market, the capitalist system, because what they see is corrupt practices. But the foundation of the free market principles are totally aligned with God's order. Our Constitution is aligned with God's order. And though we have corrupt people running our government temporarily now, it doesn't discredit or undermine the framework, as you said, Bill. Mm-hmm. The framework remains solid. But we have to stand up to anyone who would change our Constitution in any way. We can amend it. It has to go through the process of amendments. And isn't it amazing that in the 200, 30, 40 year history that we've had.
47 years now. Yeah, 247 years.
That we've amended the Constitution many times. So this is not a sort of straitjacket. It is designed to solve people's problems, but we have to stay grounded in the original principles. So getting back to, Washington and Lincoln, it's striking for people today that both Washington and Lincoln agreed that America's greatest threat to its national survival would not come from military invasion from a foreign power. Rather, America's downfall would come from within. And Washington articulated this in his farewell address. And you know, the farewell address was so profound that more copies of the farewell address were printed and distributed than the Declaration of Independence. It was prophetic in places, and it warned of three sources of peril to liberty in the American Republic. And I think they're more relevant now than ever. First, Washington said that one of the sources of failure of the problems and the downfall would be the failure of the citizens to be well informed. Number two, he said that internal division because of party factions and hyper-partisanship would lead to our demise. And third, he said that the decline of religious obligation, a sort of national morality, if we lose that, we will lose our country. So those were the three sources of and how prescient he was. Those three,
exactly,
we see them in spades today. Now, Lincoln's observation.
And wait a minute. Let's unwrap this a little bit, because it's so important. Again, number one, the failure of citizens to be well informed. There's two things that are important to this. That is the legacy media, their job to serve as an agency of information, objective, professional journalism that would keep our citizens well informed. The other is the responsibility, self-responsibility of the citizen to own their knowledge, not to count on 8-second sound bites and be fed information, a narrative, or propaganda that was in the best interest of one party or another. That it wasn't consistent. Like you and I have talked about many times, Scott, the information that comes across the minds of the American people as patriots, as citizens of this great American idea, we should ask, does it injure or does it advance liberty? To me, that should be the qualifying question on any idea or concept that comes across the portal. Is that fair?
It's absolutely fair. Absolutely, yes.
And talk about the internal division that he mentioned in terms of party factions, how that has been in full display right now, where we are right now, because what happens, I think the other dynamic that's taken place here, Scott, is there has been a paradigm shift where politics was downstream downstream the people. Okay, the culture would dictate politics. Now it's politics dictating the culture. So yeah, there's been that switch, right, which is critical, and that's why we're a 50-50 nation and we're at each other's throats.
Yeah, it's very sad. If somehow Washington could be resurrected and transported to the present time, he wouldn't believe what he would see. It's very sad. But the source of our unity was a basic recognition, a consensus of values that came out of Christianity. All 13 colonies were founded by Christians, and they weren't uniform. They had different, you know, they had different beliefs. They didn't subscribe to all of the same fine points of theology. They believed in the basics. You know, the Apostles' Creed, the Nicene Creed would have been shared by all of them, but they looked at life slightly differently. And that's healthy because nobody has a monopoly on the truth. And that's why, you know, why the Bible is such an amazing book. You know, more has come out of the Bible than anything else that's been written in human history.
Right.
Commentaries, interpretations, insights, diverse perspective, and it doesn't stop.
Exactly.
You know, you keep discovering new truths.
Exactly. Well, you say nobody has the monopoly. God has the monopoly.
That's right.
That's what we have to understand. God is the source of truth. If we're not seeking God and we're not connected to the vine, our idea of relativism is here. This is what we've got in today's modern America. Everything is relative, right? Truth is relative. Well, as soon as it becomes relative, it's no longer the truth.
That's right. That's right. Yeah. So true, Bill.
Yeah.
Now,
so here we are. We've abandoned our moral foundations, and which Benjamin Franklin, when asked about what kind of government we had, he responded to the gal that asked him, said, "A democratic republic, if we can keep it."
Right.
And
yes.
That really underlies the importance of national morality, doesn't it?
Oh, it absolutely does. You know, I think that the positive thing I see going on, I have a little more optimism than I had maybe 3 or 4 years ago and more, because I see a great awakening taking place. The lies, the falsehood, the misrepresentations, the corruption, if you will, is right in our face. We see it. We see the source of failures. And many people are saying, you know, I want to find the truth because I'm not getting the truth in the public square. And I think that this is prompting a revival. I mean, and we see it recently. We've seen the Asbury University revival that spread to other schools. It's an exciting time we're living in.
Well, it really is, because the thing is, as you say, these things happen when they're most needed and when they need to happen. And this is how God is redeeming his people. And it's amazing, as you say, it is spreading from Asbury. The president of Asbury said, okay, it's over. Well, guess what? The Holy Spirit's not done yet. So now it's down the street. It's 30 miles down the street at Rupp Arena, right? And other campuses across the country are responding to this because this is the remedy to the chaos, to drag queen story hours, to the indoctrination of our kids with books that are so disgusting that you and I, Scott, in a million, we would never think that this would be feasible. But in today's America, this is what our kids are being indoctrinated with. And you got Randy Weingartner, who's pitching a fit over her agenda, because the people are realizing and their eyes are opened up. Thank you very much, COVID. You can be thankful for COVID for that, and saying, look, they have been indoctrinating our kids, and now we're seeing more and more of what kind of curriculum they've been pushing upon our kids. And I mean, you know, it's almost like they're not much better than drug dealers that are pushing drugs on our kids. These people are even more dangerous because they're pushing, perversion and moral deprivation upon our kids. Well, put on your seatbelts and your crash helmets, ladies and gentlemen, because guess what? God is still large and in charge, so get ready. He's the author of Rediscovering America, fellow at Stanford Hoover's Institution, currently senior fellow at Discovery Institute. Scott Powell has been with us. Scott, thank you so much. Look forward to continuing the conversation with you.
I do too, Bill. Thank you.
This is sponsored by IBM. Job seekers, students, and career changers want to pursue roles in science, technology, engineering, and math, but aren't familiar with career options. At the same time, online training and digital credentials are emerging as a recognized pathway to opportunity. Misconceptions about the cost of training and what's required are often roadblocks to success. To tackle this and bring STEM education closer to underrepresented communities, IBM Skills Build is announcing 45 new educational partners. IBM Skills Build is a free education program focused on underrepresented communities in tech, helping all develop valuable new skills and access to career opportunities. Justina Nixon St. Till, IBM Chief Impact Officer.
Technology training can have a transformational effect on a person's life. IBM is committed to raising awareness of the many roles that exist across industries in science, technology, engineering, and mathematics. IBM Skills Build continues to grow with new partners around the world, working together to skill 30 million people by 2030.
For more, skillsbuild.org.
USA News Update. The daylight abduction of a group of U.S. citizens in Mexico highlights the perils of crossing the southern border into territories run by drug cartels. Former Attorney General Bill Barr says the Mexican government has lost control of its territories because of the money and number of drug cartels in country. Senior advisor at Global Guardian Rob D'Amico on Fox News says American sovereignty is being disrespected around the world.
It actually does. I've been in lots of these, both Iraq, Afghanistan, Africa. We've chased people all over Africa and brought them back for piracy. Mm-hmm. It happens a lot. It's a case of mistaken identity. They were going down there. They got lost. You have to check travel alerts. I work for Global Garden, puts those out all the time.
In the Mexico kidnappings, two of the U.S. citizens were murdered, and two others have been returned to the United States. Lance Pry, USA News.
Hey, y'all. Jeff Foxworthy here. Now, if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires, which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
With the America, Bill Martinez here. Great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, you need to check it out, BillMartinezShow.com. We've got designer Sabrina Soto going to be joining us to share the top home trends and innovations from the International Builder Show as she talks about bringing wellness into your home in 2023. Because most people, their lives are more challenging than they were just a few years ago before the COVID-19 pandemic, right? Well, this year's top design trends are all about creating safe and comfortable spaces to gather with family and friends. And as people continue to redefine the way they use their homes, there's always room for a little improvement. Right, Sabrina?
Absolutely. I feel a lot. I'm excited about it because I love the wellness part of design. But people are, instead of having to go to yoga studios and the spas, they're bringing them into their homes. And it's more important than ever. And that could be as easy as bringing nature in. Biophilia, I don't know if you've ever heard that word, but it's a huge design trend this year that you're going to see in a lot of the shelter magazines. And it's bringing nature into your house. And that could be as easy as doing it with flowers, plants into your home, a succulent wall, or it could be bringing in lots of different woods and stones like marble into your house. But also adding warmth and tranquility is a huge trend that you're going to see. I live in California, which is a pretty warm climate, but I bought my house because of my fireplace. And everybody who comes into my house, it's like a magnet for conversation. So when you think about fireplaces, you think it could only be for cold climates, and it's not the case, especially Napoleon has now a dynamic heat control technology where you can direct the heat anywhere you want it. So that could be in front of the fireplace if it's, you know, colder, but it could be in another place in your home or even outside. And then another new technology they have is they have a new see-through fireplace called Clarion, and it's the truly see-through fireplace. So I have so many options now when I'm designing clients' homes. It's really exciting.
Well, and as you say, you know, the trends are such that where we're bringing the outdoors indoors, and I like that idea. I mean, just hearing the sound of it, I'm like you. I appreciate fireplaces. In fact, where we are right now, we can't have a real fireplace, so we project it on one of our TVs just to, you know, to give us even a faux appreciation of warmth, right?
What you, yeah. you see, it makes a difference, and it's an actual, like, your body actually becomes more calm when you're around fire and even seeing it. So even an electric fireplace would be great, but it does make a difference in our mood, in our blood pressure, and just our entire being.
Mm-hmm. Well, and I think that's what we're appreciating. And maybe COVID, I guess that was one of the side benefits that we were, you know, locked down for a while, staying at home. Maybe it made us fall in love with our homes all over again. What do you think?
Well, I have so many people that home goods and even just renovation was huge the last couple of years because we were sort of stuck at home. And when you spend so much time at home, you kind of start looking around and going, oh, gosh, like this, I need to make a change, or there's too much clutter. Mm-hmm. So yes, it almost forced us to fall in love with our home. But I mean, this is what I do for a living. So for me, it was so exciting to see people get, you know, have a newfound passion for home design and really be proud of their home. And that's, it doesn't matter how deep your pockets are. I feel like everybody should be proud of their home.
Yeah, exactly. You fall in love with your home, and then, and like some of my friends go, oh, my God, I found my kids. I didn't realize they were here anymore. I thought they'd already left. I said, yeah, you're working. You're working too hard here. But, you know, it's just, you know, these crazy people I hang with, you know, just for levity, because, you know, sometimes you can be so serious about everything, your head explodes. But you're at the International Builders Show right now. So talk about that. What goes on at the International Builders Show?
I was there, and it's mostly, you know, there's different shows all throughout the year, and it's great for renovators and designers to come and see what the new technology is, the new trends that are coming out. I geek out on that stuff, so it's just exciting because then I get to share the new trends and new technology with my clients and with people who follow me on social media.
Yeah, and people like myself who are interested in having you on our radio show like this because, you know, such great ideas. I mean, for you, it's got to be like, you know, a kid in a candy store, right?
It is. I love it. I just take so many pictures. I think if you look at my photo album on my phone, it's all trends and technology for home and then my daughter. That's it.
Oh, well, hey, you know, at least we got the daughter in there somewhere, and at least you know still have one. That's good news, right? So in addition to these great wellness home design trends that you're seeing, anything else that we can expect to see this year?
I think you're going to see just a lot of people creating spaces for calm, like for yoga, meditation. Mm. And it's not even, when I say spaces, I don't mean rooms. I mean nooks in your house, so even a corner to put a meditation pillow down or to put an area just for your yoga mat to sort of live. Because, again, people are just realizing that we are dealing with a lot of stress, you know, more than ever. And I think that meditation and all the wellness that we're seeing is becoming more and more important. So those sort of little touches in the homes are going to be great. Adding fireplaces, and what you mentioned, even electric fireplaces they can go anywhere. You can hang them, or you can put them into a wall, insert them into a freestanding mantel. It's so flexible. So in addition to adding wellness into the home, it's creating senses like fire, something warm and cozy to sort of like really give you a sense of calmness into your home.
Exactly. Well, Sabrina, you talk about keeping your home ambience stoked. I mean, that's kind of what you're referring to here, right?
Yes, absolutely. And it's important. I mean, it could be as easy as, you know, even in the morning. For me, every morning I light a candle when I wake up before I even get Olivia out of bed. It's just those small little touches to make your home feel inviting for you. Yes, it's great for your friends and family, but your first client is yourself.
Exactly. Yeah, it's okay to be selfish in your home, right? And do these special pleasures. There's nothing wrong with that. That's all about self-care, isn't it?
Well, it's that, you know, we all are trying to follow what we see in magazines. And when I first meet with a client, they're like, well, I want exactly that. It's like, well, no, because that's not you and that's your personality. So the person that should feel happy when you walk in the door is you, first and foremost.
Right. And so what about, you've got ideas for the backyard. Backyard's so ignored sometimes, but yet it's part of your home and could be such an inviting and, you know, could end up being, you know, the best room in your house if you think about it, which is unusual, right? Absolutely. We're talking about a backyard. How's that, you know, the best part of our house, right?
Because it is still, it's an extension of your home, but making it a place for dining and lounging is important. And it starts usually with the furniture. I mean, outdoor furniture has come such a long way in durability, yes, in the way that it's designed and how comfortable it is. I mean, when I was growing up, it was all plastic and not comfortable. Now there's like day beds and couches and these comfy chairs. And then, of course, again, like I mentioned earlier, using fire to really set the mood and to make that space more relaxing, a fire pit is like another magnet for your friends.
Exactly. How can our listeners update their own homes this year? What would be the go-to thing to do?
I think, and this is going to trigger some people, but no matter what, I think that everybody needs to declutter. And I don't care if you are the most organized person in the world, but before you start taking on renovation products and design projects, you need to really assess what you have and what you don't need anymore. So spring is coming up. Spring cleaning is coming up. This is the time to really start taking inventory of what you love and what is just taking up space.
Yeah, exactly. You're right. Clutter can be so distracting and annoying when you think about it, and you get tired of tripping over it. So, yeah, that's a good call. What other tips as we wrap things up here, Sabrina, and where can our listeners go for more information?
You know, home design should be fun, and, you know, we watch these shows and everything's done in 22 minutes, and that's not just realistic. So realize that it's a process. There's so many options now. For more information on the fire technology that I was talking about, the fireplaces, you can go to napoleon.com. It's napoleon.com.
Designer Sabrina Soto has been with us. Sabrina, thank you so much. Great ideas. And, well, let's turn up the fireplaces and make it comfy and homey, right?
And invite me over.
You got it. All right. You and Olivia, we'll have the whole gang over. Okay. Well, you take care.
Not everyone is a morning person, and that's okay. At Burger King, we let you be you and have your morning your way. With a variety of menu items made just for you, satisfy any craving on any morning. Feeling savory today? How about a crisp sandwich? Sizzling sausage, fluffy eggs, and melted American cheese on a toasted croissant. Perfect with hot or iced coffee. Is bacon more your thing? We do that too. Try a bacon, egg, and cheese croissant sandwich with crispy bacon, fluffy eggs, and melted American cheese on a toasted croissant. Try it with an ice cold Coke. Or maybe you're craving something sweet. Then French toast sticks are sure to satisfy. Golden brown, piping hot, and perfect for dipping in a side of sweet syrup. Pair it with a Simply Orange juice. Why not? It's your morning. Complete your breakfast combo meal with hash browns and a beverage of your choice. Have your breakfast your way. Because morning person or not, you rule. At participating U.S. Burger King restaurants, sponsored by Coca-Cola.
Here's a message just for the attorneys out there. So you passed the bar, joined a firm, or even built your own. Now are you finding out that you're doing more administration than actual law practice? Lexicon can help. Lexicon is a legal technology provider with over a decade of experience streamlining administrative tasks, like timekeeping, billing, and more, so you can focus on maximizing billable hours and increasing client satisfaction. Call 855-4-LEXICON or visit lexiconservices.com/go to learn more.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For less than a dollar a day with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the Home Security Hotline right now.
800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. That's 800-755-7921.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is they need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and six kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest-rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Have you heard about Vine to Bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled, and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's Vine to Bar Chocolate. Order some today at vinetobar.com. That's VINETOBAR.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's Vine to Bar. Vine to Bar Chocolate. Visit us at vinetobar.com.
Right here, right now, Bill Martinez.
We're back with the America. Bill Martinez here. Great to have you with us, sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, you need to check it out, BillMartinezShow.com. Hey, we got Colin Ford with us. Cody Gunner, yes, starred previously in Netflix original series Daybreak, debuting in 2019 with Matthew Broderick. Prior to Daybreak, he spent 3 years on the CBS series Under the Dome. But he's most well-known when he starred as Matt Damon's son in 2011 feature film We Brought a Zoo. He broke into the film industry at the tender age of 5, where he played Clinton Jr. in Sweet Home Alabama, starring Reese Witherspoon. And, of course, his credits go on and on. Colin, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Hey, thanks for having me, Bill. How are you doing?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. For you, it's been a great run. Show business has been very, very good to Colin Ford, huh?
That's right. That's right. Yeah, I've had a wonderful career so far, and I'm just looking forward and eager to find out what's next.
Exactly. Well, I can only imagine. I mean, here it is. It's been a great run for you, and now we have this great series that Karen Kingsbury and her son have put together, A Thousand Tomorrows. Tell us about that.
Well, look, A Thousand Tomorrows is it's a beautiful novel, and thanks to Tyler Russell and Karen Kingsbury, developed it into the show that we have now on PureFlix. It's it's a love story. Mm-hmm. Two people come from different worlds. They're both shutting off the world a bit and focusing on themselves. Cody carries this anger issue due to his father leaving, his mother and his special needs brother, and mm-hmm. You know, Allie is dealing with something very serious on her own. Mm-hmm. Neither character, you know, thought that they had the ability to love, and I think that through the course of the series, they'll discover that they might be able to.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. I mean, as life, does to us, it takes us through that journey that we often learn through experience what it is that God wants us to learn, right?
That's right. That's right.
Yeah. So, A Thousand Tomorrows, how did this come into your orbit?
You know, it's a great question. I'm not really sure how Project found me, per se. You know, I did receive a call one day saying I was offered the role of Cody Gunner. But I think what's really kind of cool about that is, yeah, I'm a Christian, and, mm-hmm. I prayed the night before for God to kind of give me some direction, tell me, you know, what's next for me. I was just feeling a little, on edge. And the very next day, got the call that this was on the potentially on the horizon and an opportunity, and immediately read the script, read the novel, and fell in love with the story and the characters, and, well, thought it was a sign, thought it was what I had to do next.
Yeah, you went from really not knowing, and then you wanted the part, right?
Absolutely. Yeah, I just, I love great stories, and I love interesting characters, and I thought this had both, so it was a great fit for me.
And what a neat twist that Karen and her son have done with A Thousand Tomorrows, the whole story, how, how you get life experience and you realize that God is still in the redeeming business, right?
That's right.
Yeah. How cool. So what was it like working with Ali Daniels?
Oh, well, working with Rose Reed, who plays Ali Daniels, was a great experience. Like, we had a lot of fun on and off set, getting to work on our characters and getting to hang out with the rest of the cast and the crew. And it became, we were only there for 6 episodes, shot in about 30 days, but the downtime that we had, we just had a lot of fun. Mm-hmm. Developed a little family out in Tulsa, Oklahoma for the month that we were there. It was great. Great experience.
Well, it obviously worked, Colin, because the chemistry that we see on screen between you two is, wow, I mean, that's something directors, would hope to get. And when they have it, what is demonstrated between you and Rose is real special. Did you sense that as well?
I did. Yeah. I mean, Rose is a fantastic actress, and we just had a lot of fun, joking around offset and in between takes. And, I think that because we became such good friends, it just really lended to the show.
Yeah, exactly. Well, it's a terrific story. What do you want the audience to get? I mean, and for you, I mean, this is the first time you've done a series like this, right?
That's right. Yeah. No, I think like, I'm really excited that all audiences, can see this. It's a great family oriented story. I think that, if one thing people can take away is that the show shows that people can change. Cody, and Allie, but specifically speaking to my character, Cody, he had a monumental growth, from coming from a deep place of anger to learning how to forgive and ultimately finally to love. And I think that that's a beautiful thing.
Yeah, exactly. And the thing is that though it's a movie, and somebody was, oh, Bill, Colin, no, man, that's a movie. That doesn't happen in real life. Not so, huh?
I'm sorry.
I say that sometimes people can be cynical about it and say, oh, that's just because it's a movie. But that doesn't happen in real life. That would never really happen to me. But we know so often from other testimonies, from people who've gone through a similar story. And I think this is what makes A Thousand Tomorrows so relatable, is that, in a sense, you're telling other people's stories. Does that make sense?
Yeah, absolutely. Look, I think that, every day we all see what our friends and family members are posting on social media, and it's really just a highlight reel. Everybody posts the best things that they went to the best place for dinner and they had the best time with their friends. And, I think everybody just posts the highlights. And I think it's important to remember that everybody goes through trials and tribulations. And, I think A Thousand Tomorrows has themes and sub stories that, are super relatable to people at home and might teach someone at home a way to navigate something that they thought they were going through alone.
So how much pressure are you getting from your friends and family members, because this is a 6-part series? They want you to reveal episode 6 before it's ready to be released.
Oh, man. We still got 4 more weeks. I think it's fun. Yeah. We're watching it week to week. I think that's exciting, and it lends, a week's worth of conversation about the previous episode leading up into the one that, we haven't seen yet. And I think that that's really fun and exciting.
Well, exactly. And I think that even if you were to tell people and even say it now, what happens in episode six, this is a movie that you need to experience because of the storyline. I don't know how you could express it and do it justice, and that you would, in a sense, almost limit people's appreciation by not seeing it in its context and experiencing it. Is that fair?
Yeah, you know, I think it's, you know, to kind of the opposite of that point. I think even if you did sort of spoil what happens at the end of the series, and for those who have read the book, you know, they might, you know, have an idea of how similar it is. But I think ultimately we're going to want to see how everybody gets there, how you get from point A to point B. That's the interesting part, right?
Yes.
So, you know, I think that, you know, it's an interesting journey. There's a few changes from the novel to the show, which I think are, you know, wonderfully done by Tyler Russell. You know, he added some camaraderie amongst my friends in the show, and I think that that's, you know, great. There's so many wonderful themes in the show,
right.
And I think there's a lot that people can take away from it and, you know, adapt into their own life.
Well, we're talking with Colin Ford. This is a new series from Affirm Originals, Karen Kingsbury's A Thousand Tomorrows. You may have read the book and come in contact with it. Now you get to see it on the big screen here. It is a really special experience. Six episodes, two are already there and ready for viewing. And you have a new episode that breaks every Friday, right?
That's right. Yep. Episode three coming out this Friday.
That's great. Well, the new series, written and based on the novel by the New York Times bestselling author Karen Kingsbury and Tyler Russell, her son, tells the story of Cody Gunner and Allie Daniels. These two young rodeo stars have eyes on the national championship, but God has other plans. Leave it up to God. God always has other plans, but they're always better plans, right?
That's right.
For you, as an actor, how much experience have you had with horses, and especially the ones that, you know, want to do you damage and don't want you sitting on them too long?
You know, I've had
or bulls, I should say.
Yeah. No, so I've had a little bit of riding experience throughout my years, but, you know, nothing like Cody is growing up doing, and certainly no bull riding has been in my past. So it was challenge, you know, it was a lot of fun, and I wanted to make sure that I did it justice. So got with some professional bull riders and some stunt guys, and they kind of showed me the ropes, no pun intended. And we had a great time. You know, they just they kept me safe, which I really appreciate, but also allowed me to kind of do my own thing and add my own style to you know, the bull rides. And I think that's a lot of fun. I hope everybody enjoys seeing it, because, man, the stunt guys did not enjoy getting flung off the bulls, I'll tell you.
I bet. Oh, my gosh. Wow. Well, Colin Ford, congratulations on the series. Every Friday, we know to tune in for another update, an episode of A Thousand Tomorrows. Colin, of course, plays the role of Cody Gunner, along with Allie Daniels, the love interest. And, well, I'll tell you, it is a really great series. And congratulations on all the great work, Cody. Appreciate the time. I should say Colin. Yeah, I went into your character. I had to relate to it.
It's all good. It happened on set all the time.
All right. Take care. God bless.
Take care. Bye-bye, Bill. You too.
You ever get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.